I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how.
Hey, hey, welcome back. All right. So I was planning a few different episodes to start off February with, and then I decided to do something different. So some of you may know that I have been thinking about and shifting into talking about some additional topics beyond simply emotional eating and binge eating. And one of the things that came up towards the end of 2023 was me recognizing that we have this kind of core underlying theme around toxic relationships and toxic relationships with people, and then toxic relationships with food and body. And we get into these emotionally abusive relationships, or we maybe grow up with them, and then we think that's normal. So we get into them because we're used to the love bombing. We're used to this cycle. It feels familiar. We know how to show up, but we also end up with this emotional eating habit. And one of the things that I've recognized is that for every one of my clients who really struggles or has struggled with weight loss, emotional eating, binge eating, one of the common themes that brings all of them together is trauma. It's relationship trauma, whether they experienced it in a marriage, whether they experienced it with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or it was something they grew up with. There is this common thread of toxic relationships that kind of connects and underpins everyone who is struggling with these eating habits, and often with a lot of really shitty negative self-talk. So not only was this true for me, but I started noticing with all of my clients, they all had somebody emotionally abusive in their life. They had somebody toxic in their life, whether it was a spouse, a former spouse, a parent-in-law, sometimes it was a brother-in-law or sister-in-law, but everybody has been one degree away from a narcissist. They've had the pleasure of having this person up close and personal in their life. And so I started connecting these dots, and I started seeing the similarity and how the thing that underpinned all of it was this concept and this idea of I'm not enough, which is how I define codependency. A lot of times we think of it as like one person is codependent on the other, or it's like there's a toxic person and then there's a codependent person. Both people in a toxic relationship are codependent. Both people need the other person to show up in a certain way in order to make themselves feel good enough. So the way that I define codependency and the way that I think about it is this thought, it's this belief, a very deep-rooted belief that I am not good enough. But if I can lose the weight, then I can be good enough. If my body looks like this, then I'll be good enough. Then I'll be lovable. And then I'll be lovable often by another person, which is where we also want to feel good enough. And if you maintain and you keep this relationship, even if it might be toxic, now you're enough. And it's this other person who makes you enough. And so we get into all of these really sticky, icky situations where it's really hard to walk away because our self-confidence and self-trust has been eroded over the years. Whether it started as a young child and feeling abandoned, feeling like we weren't enough, feeling like there was something wrong with us, we were too much, we were too loud, we took up too much space. Whether it was from a partner or a spouse or somebody in your maybe adult life who really tore down and wore it away. Or maybe it was just the constant cycle of dieting and losing the weight just to gain it back again and feeling like complete and utter shit about yourself every single time you gain the weight back. And this is what we need to change, is our self-concept, our self-confidence, and really our self-love. Like, is really what it comes down to. And it's such a airy-fairy concept of like self-love is this kind of like pie in the sky. Yeah, I know I need it. I know I want it. Like, blah, blah, blah. But really, could you just help me lose weight? Like, really, could you just help me to get divorced? Really, could you just help me to find my dream partner? And really, there are cycles. It's one and the same. It's the same chronic dieting cycle. That's the same binge eating cycle. That's the same toxic relationship and abuse cycle. It's the exact same thing. And that's what this podcast is really going to shift into speaking to, is helping you to identify and recognize what are the cycles so that you can break them. Because I'm going to give you some great examples here. When your brain is wired for a toxic relationship with food, that's what keeps us going back to that restrict, binge, regret cycle. We can feel so much shame and so much regret after a binge, after an overeat, after we fall off plan for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. Maybe the scale has like significantly gone up and we can feel all of that shame, but all we know how to do is go back to restriction. And that's where we have to break it. Just like in relationships, we think love bombing is real love. And we have to break the love bombing cycle and we have to start meeting our own emotional needs for ourselves. Food can no longer meet my emotional needs. I have to do that. Just a man or a woman cannot meet my own emotional needs. I have to do that for myself first. And it's when you do that, that you can break free from these chains that keep you stuck and trapped in emotional eating and binge eating cycles. They keep you stuck and trapped in these toxic relationships where maybe you keep dating like the same person. It's a different face, but the same person underneath the same patterns because you never learn how to meet those emotional needs for yourself. You keep thinking that love bombing is real love, and it's not. But when that's what you're looking for, when that's what you're wired for, you will break up and dump and divorce and get rid of those healthy people in your life because you're like, no, the spark is gone. I must just like you like a friend. The chemistry is not there. And I say this from my own experience. I have done this. I got married very young the first time. I got married when I was 20. And I'll do a little more kind of deep dives and just sharing some of my own story. But I was married when I was 20, divorced at 23. He was in the Army. We literally saw each other 3 times in 3 years. Didn't even live in the same state most of that time, like at all. We got married at the courthouse. I've never had a wedding. So eventually, when I get married again, by golly, I am going to have a wedding, damn it. But that's not the point of this, okay? So I married this guy. He was 6 years older. He wanted a family, ready to be married. And I wasn't there. That's not what I wanted. And I had to recognize we are not the right fit. But I also had to, looking back now, I was also wanting that toxic spark, that toxic attraction. And it felt, I just fell out of love with him. Or the chemistry just isn't really there. You know what? It's gone. The excitement is gone. We're not meant to be. And I don't think he was my first like real boyfriend. I got married in a people pleasing way, like to please him, to make it easier for him. I didn't get married for the right reasons. So it wasn't good to stay in that marriage because I ultimately didn't want it. And so yeah, so that ended. But he's a great guy. It wasn't that I left because he was abusive. Like he had some negative traits too. But of the two of us, I was the toxic one in that relationship. Like I will fully own it. But I've also broken up with other boyfriends. There was a person that I dated when I lived overseas the last time. And he's a great guy. And we dated for 6-ish months. And then it was like, the spark was gone. The chemistry was gone. I wanted something new. I wanted something I wanted something sparky and vibrant and exciting. And when he was no longer this like thrill and it was safe and secure and like real love, my brain was like, oh, nope, this isn't love. Nope, can't have that. Nope, you're not the one. You're not my person. And I broke up with him. And this was really hard. This definitely showed my anxious, avoidant attachment combo because I didn't want to like date him. I did want to be friends though. And I still wanted his attention. And I definitely did not want him dating anybody else. It was terrible. And I have since apologized to him and been like, look, I did not treat you well. I am really sorry. Like, I think I've apologized twice now on separate occasions of, I see how I showed up. And there's so much love and compassion. And there's also a little bit of embarrassment. And there's a little bit of regret there too. And that's okay. I'm going to learn from that experience. But he, again, really great guy. And I was the one saying, I don't want you. I don't want this. Even though it was like deep down, that's what I do truly want. However, my brain was so attuned looking for this toxic chemical compound that created this romantic spark. Which is often why we are looking for the next spark of a new diet, a new weight loss shot, a new weight loss pill, a new program, a new gym, a new thing that's going to spark that diet cycle and it's going to get us all excited and get us back to when we were losing weight really easily, when it felt effortless. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the emotional eating and the binge eating. And so often we can fall into emotional eating and binge eating habits when we're in toxic relationships, when we're coming on the outside of them to cope with the stress and anxiety, maybe of the breakup or getting divorced. So there's no one way that this shows up. These patterns show up in a variety of ways. And sometimes it shows up with alcohol, not necessarily food. But this is where we want to look at, where am I turning to meet my emotional needs? Is it a dating app? Because you get a hit of dopamine when somebody likes you and somebody shows interest or somebody comments back? Is it food? Is it alcohol? Is it maybe social media? And it's not that any of these things are wrong or bad in and of themselves. It's why are we turning to it? That is always the question. It's got fuck all to do with the food and what you're drinking or what you're eating. It's got everything to do with why are you turning to it? And that has been my message for years now, and it will continue to be the message. I don't care as much what, I care why are you reaching for it? And when you can understand this pattern, when there's awareness of what the pattern is, what it looks like, now you have the power to break it. But a new diet isn't going to solve the problem. Just trying harder isn't going to solve the problem. Going back to that diet that worked a couple years ago isn't going to solve it. It's not going to solve your binge and emotional eating. It's actually not going to help you to lose the weight and keep it off for life, even though you keep telling yourself it worked back then. Girl, you got to stop that. It did not work. And you've got to get real fucking honest about what doesn't work for you anymore. This is where I'm going to blow your mind and you're going to blow your own mind and create so much awareness around these patterns that are happening. And I promise these two things are linked. The binge eating, the chronic dieting in one hand, and the relationships, especially the toxic cycles and the toxic patterns, they are linked. They are interconnected. And I'm going to help you to identify what that link actually is, how they're connected, so that you can break them and break them for good. This is what the new podcast is all about. So it's getting a new name. It's getting a little freshen up. It's getting some new music. So that is why this is the last episode of the Body You Crave podcast. However, next week, I will be back with a brand new podcast and a brand new episode one that is going to blow your mind. And the best part is we're launching this on February 14th on Valentine's Day, because this is all about showing yourself love. Like, this is what it comes down to, is really, how do you talk to yourself? How do you think about yourself? How do you show up for yourself and your goals and the commitments that you set for yourself? It's all about you, babe. We're going to bring it back to you. We're going to stop blaming your ex. Stop blaming that girl or that guy. Stop blaming your mom or your dad or your former boss. No, we are going to take full ownership, full responsibility, and transform your life from the inside out. It's going to be amazing. Now, I'm also running some promotions and some special events and some special things for next weekend just for that, because I am so pumped. I'm so lit up and I'm so excited to talk about these things that often we talk about in separate categories. There's the relationship side of things, and then there's the binge eating, emotional eating, and weight loss. And we might struggle with both, but so often we're going to like different people to learn about both of these things. And really, we need to be talking about them together because they are connected. There is a very sturdy, very clear metal bridge linking these two. And I'm going to help you understand how to break the chains, how to break the cycles, how to break these things so that you can call in and attract a healthy person into your life and you don't throw them away and you don't discard them and throw them to the curb. You actually can feel at peace and safe and secure when maybe you have never felt that in a relationship before. Maybe you've never felt that in a romantic relationship before. This is what's wild. I'm going to show you how to break free from the binge eating and the emotional eating that keeps you so stuck and so frustrated with your body and feeling like crap about yourself and feeling shame and bloated and overweight and just awful. I want to help you to lose the weight and lose it for good in a way that is sustainable, in a way that works for you and your lifestyle, where you're not giving up your favorite activities, your favorite foods, your favorite holidays, your favorite special occasions. You can still go out to brunch with the girls. You can still have date nights. You can still go take your kids out or order pizza or bake cookies together. There is no giving up anything because food is not the problem. These toxic cycles that we think are normal, those are the problem. And I'll help you see them so that you can break them. All right. I hope you'll have a fabulous week. I can't wait. There's going to be all new stuff coming next week. So look out, the 14th, Friday. I know it's a little bit late in the week, but Friday, you do not want to miss it. We're going to have so much fun. Buckle up. It's go time.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.